What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, podcast listeners? This is a podcast exclusive.
Podcast exclusive.
Did a couple of YouTube videos today, but this is only for the podcasters. This is not repurposed YouTube audio. Just finished watching the Sunday night game. Three blowouts this weekend, one excellent game. 49ers schedule is set. We know they're going to play on Saturday night, 5:15 Pacific on Fox against the Green Bay Packers, 10-point favorite. So we know the Lions are going to play Sunday. So that's, I mean, we could start there, right? Just good from a Niners perspective, and we got some other stuff to get to that I want to hit, but just to set the stage before the Monday games, from a Niners perspective, really good schedule situation. You really couldn't have asked for a better schedule situation. The Niners already get the extra rest, and now they get kind of a bonus rest day over the Packers because the Packers have to play on a short rest. Packers played Sunday, road game, fly back home, then got to fly out to play the Niners Saturday. So the Packers are not getting normal rest for their game, so it adds a little advantage to the Niners. And then if they take care of business and beat the Green Bay Packers, when they play the Lions, I do think it'll be the Lions or whoever it is, in the NFC Championship game, that team will be on short rest as well. I mean, think about this. If it's whoever the Lions play are going to be coming off a Monday game, so a Monday to a Sunday short rest, then that team, whoever wins that game, will play the Niners the following week, and the Niners, even if they play the following Sunday, so let's say Lions win and they're going to the NFC Championship game, and that game gets placed on a Sunday, they'll be on normal rest, but the Niners will have an extra day of rest because the Niners play this Saturday. So the 49ers, who felt like most of the season at a rest disadvantage against most of the teams they played, for the most part, the rest advantage went to the Niners' opponents. They're going to have the rest advantage for both playoff games they play if they take care of their business and beat the Packers. They'll have the one seed advantage, bonus day, Packers are on short rest. Then you play the next week, bonus day, because you play Saturday. So the schedule's breaking perfectly for the Niners. We'll find out if it breaks perfectly for them that they play the Packers or that the Lions advanced. I'll tell you this, as someone who has not been a big believer in the Lions as a championship team, I believe the Lions could win a playoff game, but I've not been a believer in the Lions as a, or maybe two, especially when you look at the NFC is now the Lions, the Bucks, the Eagles. What a collection. But I was watching the end of that game from a Niners perspective with the Rams down one with the ball thinking, I think you want the Rams to score here. Stafford's beat up. Nacua's beat up. These guys are the running back. Kyron Williams is hurt. The Rams, if the Rams won that game, it was going to feel like a major escape. Tito's toast, Tito's handmade vodka distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof. I'm raising my toast right here, to the Lions. I wondered if they had been kind of maxed out. They got themselves to the playoffs. That felt like a major win. That was going to be as far as they could go. But it wasn't. They came ready for more. They wanted more. They earned more. They were the better team. They look good. I'll tell you this. Dan Campbell is the closest thing the NFL has seen since Jim Harbaugh. Not in terms of personality. Looks like he can more easily, more willingly carry on, normal conversations. But I think there are some parallels. I mean, you take Alex Smith, who had been beaten down, given up for dead. And I think there's some parallels there with Goff, although Goff had more success and is younger in the league. But he steps into this franchise. And Jim obviously had some impact on the offense, but so much of what Tirico, if you're watching with the volume on NBC on Sunday night, he was talking about just the emotion of getting Jared, his confidence back up. And that was such a big part of the Harbaugh job. And, there's fan bases that had been downtrodden. Not exactly the same. The Lions have been down a lot longer than the 49ers have. But it does feel like there's a level of toughness that Dan Campbell has bought. And that team's talented, just like Jim's team, right? Jim did not step into an untalented team. Credit to Brad Holmes, the Lions. They've drafted really, really well. But they went to war with Jared Goff when it felt like nobody else on earth would do that. And that's the same thing Harbaugh did. He went to war with that. Now, you didn't have options, but still. And I think it's the closest job to Harbaugh's job. Now, does he get them into Super Bowl? Like, they are in Super Bowl contention. Does he get them to a Super Bowl? That's going to be tough. But, ultimately, Jim did it by replacing Alex. And maybe to do that, they'll have to replace. I do think to do that, to win a championship, they'll have to replace Goff. But Jared has proven a ton. And maybe I'm wrong about that. I mean, maybe they could do it this year. I think what you want about them, they're going to have the Bucs or the Eagles at home. Going to Detroit, the Niners really, 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 they set themselves up so well for this postseason. Getting home field advantage and not having to go to Detroit is such a big deal. Watching Detroit, I mean, that is everything that you want out of a home field. Everything that Dallas isn't as a home field advantage, Detroit is. And, there was a point in time where you thought, well, maybe you have to go to Philly. There was a point in time where you thought, if you don't take care of business, Detroit could pass you. And the Niners, they really did themselves such a favor by ensuring that if they play the Lions, because Lions can beat you. I acknowledge that. The Lions could beat the four. It's one game. It's not a seven-gamer. They could get you. To not have to go to Detroit is really such a big deal. So that's the Niners helped themselves from that standpoint, too. The schedule has just set up really well, and they deserve a lot of their own credit for doing it. But, you look at Hutchinson is just throwing dudes around, and they have got a lot of talent all over that field, and they make the most of it. And their offensive coordinator is a hell of a coach. Obviously, their head coach is a hell of a coach. And he's going to be coaching the Cowboys or something, Ben Johnson, if it's not Belichick or Harbaugh. I don't know if the Cowboys are quite desperate enough. By the time you listen to this, maybe the report has already broken. Jerry Jones told reporters after the game on Sunday that his plan had been to review the game and prepare for next week's game on Monday. That was on the agenda with McCarthy. He had it on his calendar. Him and McCarthy were going to review their win over the Packers and then get ready for the following week's opponent, because that's what you do when you're the Cowboys coach. You got to sit down with Jerry and review the game tape. Tell him what you thought, which is the right of the owner. But at 81 years old, how can he keep waiting for Mike McCarthy? You're listening to somebody, you could be talking to me. But you're listening to somebody here who, from McCarthy's first game as the Cowboys coach, I said they hired the wrong guy. And you might have predicted that even earlier. He admitted that he lied to the owner to get the job, sitting in the press conference next to Jerry and Stephen Jones. Ed Werder raises his hand, says, "Hey, Mike, welcome to Dallas. By the way, you told Jerry that you watched every single snap of every game when you were gone, when you were away from the league. So what did you learn?" And Mike goes, "Well, I just wanted the job. I just said that. That wasn't really true." So that was the first red flag on Mike McCarthy. I'll say this for Dallas. They reached their ceiling. This is as good as they can do. The Cowboys do. People think Dallas doesn't reach its ceiling. This is as good as they can do. It's as good as Dak and Mike McCarthy can do together. This is it. You're seeing it every year. So don't, if you're a Cowboys fan, don't be sad that you didn't reach your peak. You peak in every year. You're getting the most out of your team, really. But you got to fire the coach. And the Eagles, I don't care what happens, they got to fire their coach too. And the question is, are you desperate enough if you're Dallas? Are you desperate enough? Because the only people that hire Harbaugh are desperate. You got to be down and out. You've got to have no better options to hire Jim. Everybody hires Jim at the bottom of the barrel. And, you know, what's interesting about Jim and Belichick, these are big ego coaches. And Dallas is a big ego spot. And it's, you know, you got to sit there with Jerry on Monday and go over the tape. Do you want to do that? Or do you want to just go coach the Falcons? Or, you know, Adam Peters worked with Belichick in New England. Maybe he'll go there in Washington or just go to the ready-made roster. Go coach the Chargers. I was surprised to hear Greg Olson so adamant that it would be crazy talk. That's what he called it, crazy talk, to talk about replacing McCarthy. It hasn't been crazy talk to talk about replacing McCarthy for 2.5 years. And now Belichick's just sitting out there, and Harbaugh seems like he's there to be had. Maybe not, but Belichick is. Ben Johnson, the Lions, it's just there to be hired. And you're going to roll it back with McCarthy? They deserve all the bad things that happen to them if they do that. The crazy talk is talking about rolling it back. They got some problems there. So Dak being second team All-Pro, you know, I think it showed that he, all things being equal, if it came down to him or Purdy for the MVP, Dak was going to win that award. Lamar Jackson did not take Brock Purdy's MVP. He took Dak Prescott's, which, you know, who knows? At that time, Dak had already kind of fallen off. That might be more a snarky thing that I said than the actual truth, because Brock would have beaten Lamar and that would have helped him. But there was a time when Dak was gonna win it, and then they went to Buffalo and got their butts beat. But you know what? In the end, he still was the second-team All-Pro quarterback. So no matter what, from the NFC standpoint, you know, the AP voters vote for the MVP, a lot of them. I shouldn't say all of them. They vote for the All-Pro team. And so I think Dak would have won that. If it came down to the two of them, Dak was going to win that MVP. And, you know, whatever. Brock's not shedding a tear over that right now. He's got more important things to do. But Dallas with a weak home field. I love that stadium. I've been to that stadium. I was there for a Texas UCLA game. Jerry Neuheisel came off the bench to lead UCLA to a crazy comeback and got carried off the field on his teammate's shoulders. It was a wild event. It was a beautiful thing. I loved being at that stadium. Jerry built a palace, but they don't have a great home field. It's quiet, and I don't blame those fans. By the way, what that team seems, McCarthy seems more preoccupied with arranging cool audible words than winning games. Did you hear the Dak? Okay, let's go to Cabo. Okay, let's go on vacation. But that was the one that got my attention. He had a check call at the line that was false Shanahan. False Shanahan. What? Mike? Was that a tribute to Mike Shanahan? Just weird. The Cowboys, it seems like, love the fact that there's a microphone on the shoulder pads of their center and it gets to pick up all their clever words. But I could not. I'm glad they lost for no other reason than, okay, let's, I couldn't hear, okay, let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Not let's go. Here we go. That's Brady's. Here we go. Ugh, enough. Packers upgraded a coach. Packers upgraded a quarterback. Now, I said it before. I'll say it again. I picked the Packers to go to the playoffs this year. LaFleur is not a, you know, coach of the year, Dan Campbell and D'Amico Ryans. LaFleur 9-8, but they did a hell of a job. And since they started slow and it looked like we're not going to make the playoffs and I was going to be very wrong about them and Jordan Love wasn't going to have a good year, since they started slow, Jordan Love is now 23. What were they? They were 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 2, and 4, 3, and 5. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 3 and 6. November 12th, they were 3 and 6. Yikes. They had a stretch where they lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of 6. Since then, Jordan Love, including the playoff game against the Cowboys, has thrown 23 touchdowns, 1 pick. Wow. He's been really good. I like him a lot. He looks really good. Somebody asked me on one of the YouTube live streams on Sunday afternoon, scale of 1 to 10, how worried about the Packers should the Niners be? I put it at a 4. You know, I decided I'll raise it to a 5 just out of respect for their coach, for their quarterback, for their team. Quay Walker, wears number 7 on defense, is an absolute manimal. That guy, I had to look it up earlier. So I'm like, how big is Quay Walker? Looks like he's 6'7", 260. Well, close. He's 6'4", 240. But in cleats and a helmet, I mean, he probably is almost 7 feet tall, 6'7". 241 from Crisp County High School, which is just a badass-sounding high school, in Cordele, Georgia. And he was part of that 22. He was the 22nd pick of the 2022 draft class that just had some incredible defensive guys taken. It's been a really good defensive draft. Aiden Hutchinson went 2. Sauce Gardner went 4. Kayvon Thibodeau went 5. Kyle Hamilton went 14. Trent McDuffie went 21. And Quay Walker went 22. Just a really good. All of them went after Balky took, Trevon Walker. What, pass it on Aiden Hutchinson is an all-time bad move. I mean, it's pretty clear to say that right now. That is a bad, 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 bad decision by Balky. That's awful. And for Hutchinson, he gets to go home, take the Lions to their first playoff win. Tirico's line was great. Text somebody about the Lions win. It'll be the first time anyone's ever texted about a Lions playoff win because text messaging didn't exist the last time they won a playoff game. So just a bad pick. But back to the Packers. I got it about a 4.5, 5. Niners are a 10-point favorite in that game right now. You know, not as familiar with them as some of the other opponents based on this year, but, you know, LaFleur and Shanahan are going to be very familiar with each other. It seems like they're back on good terms. You know, they had they played in the playoffs after this and they said they were cool and all the evidence is they're cool. They go way back. But the thing with Rodgers, where, you know, the Packers were, LaFleur was upset. There was some report that maybe the Niners had called to check in on, could they trade for Rodgers, or maybe Rodgers was forced his way there and, you know, whatever. It seemed like that was an actual thing that bothered, understandably bothered LaFleur, however it happened. But it was reported in several different places. I think Mike Silver wrote a piece about it, and Kyle, you know, some guys did not find it entertaining. That's back when Saleh and Mike LaFleur were still on the Niners staff, I think, or maybe it was a group text, whatever it was. But you know, you got that. These guys want to beat each other. But it doesn't seem like that's much of a storyline. That's kind of over and done with these two. As big as it was for Goff to beat McVay, and it was a huge deal, it would feel, you know, the Lions have had a long drought. But it would be very significant for LaFleur to beat Shanahan in this game with Love. His first road playoff game, he gets the win in Dallas. Love's trying to do the Kaepernick thing, you know, go on the road and do what nobody thinks you can do. And he's got the coach. I mean, I watching that game, I was wondering before the playoffs who the best quarterback coach combo the Niners could face the NFC was. And I said it was McVay and Stafford. Well, you know, those guys are out. So now the best NFC coach quarterback combo left, is it Goff, Ben Johnson? Or is it LaFleur and Jordan Love? And after watching Goff play on Sunday night, you'd still have to lean him. But if I said big picture, you know, Johnson's probably gone, you would think, to go be a head coach. I think big picture, I'd bet on Love just because, you know, Jared just keeps impressing. But his ceiling, Love's ceiling is just higher. So I don't know if they're the best combo right now. Feels like Jared's very dangerous. Ben Johnson's very dangerous. But, man, Love is dangerous. And you combine that with they spread the ball around. They're running the ball a little bit now. Here's the difference, though. The Niners are number one in the league in yards per play. Number seven in yards per play defense. Green Bay's number eight in offensive yards per play, but 20th in yards per play defense. They're a bottom 10 DVOA defense. And that's where the Niners have the advantage. Although this is just an interesting, I was looking at it today, passing touchdowns by offense this year in the league. Dallas was number one, Niners were number two, Green Bay was number three. Niners had 33 passing touchdowns, Green Bay had 32. Niners were a better running team. So defense should be the separator here. But, you know, the thing that you see with Love is he's just got something to him where that guy can make some plays. And he's got a special arm, and he's athletic, and he's confident, and he's got a hell of a coach. They started the game against Dallas, the Packers did, with a very Shanahan drive. Like, we're just going to methodically march down and hit you with a couple of runs, and if a couple of runs get stuffed, that's okay. We're going to keep running it. And then we're going to look up, and the dude's going to be open, and I'm going to hit him in stride. And that's what they did. So they get guys WAO, wide-ass open, just like Kyle does. It does feel like the Packers, and the Lions for that matter, should have the ability to go kind of toe-to-toe from an offensive standpoint. So a lot of pressure will be on the Niners' defense. And I think, you know, just like with Dak, it will if you said right now Brock doesn't turn the ball over, then they win. The Niners don't turn it over. It's the oldest, simplest rule in the book, but it really applies. Green Bay, we saw them. Get out in front, play from ahead. Dallas had to stop running the football. They got really out in front. Dak's turning it over. And Dallas, who could run the ball, Pollard can run the ball against him, had to stop running the ball. Didn't really get a chance to run the ball. What was Pollard? Yeah, 15 carries, 56 yards. Dak did go above for me on my prize picks, though, so I'm fired up about that. Promo code HAM. Had a good week in prize picks. Got to check my last entry, go above or below on however much you want. Actually, prize picks would be great for Monday night. I'm going to put out a prize picks for Monday night. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about Butcher Box for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between.
It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NFL said they had 23 million people watching their Peacock stream on Saturday. As of this podcast recording, I have not yet canceled my Peacock, and I was going to hold on to it for Oppenheimer people, but I watched Oppenheimer on Saturday night, rented it, got through the whole thing. A long movie. I liked it. If you've watched Oppenheimer, if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert, he makes it, the bomb. I actually did. Then I was up late Saturday night. I love those old, those like historic movies like this with so much detail. Cause then you start Googling people and Googling his girlfriend. Where did she live? Oh, she lived at 1415 Montgomery Street. So then I'm on Google Maps looking at that place in the city right by Coit Tower. And then I looked up his place. He went to, he lived on Shasta Avenue, which is up in the hills behind the Cal campus. So, you know, you start finding these places and you start reading up on all these people, real people. So I was into Oppenheimer. I liked it more than I thought I would. I put off watching it. Alyssa, my wife, really wanted to watch it. And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to see. Just because I thought it was going to be drudgery. But it wasn't. It was good. I really liked it. The Sonos sound bar and then like the surround speaker were big for this movie, because this movie is like they talk, and then there's rumbling and noise and all that. But allow me to recommend Oppenheimer. There's a you know, one for you from me. You've all seen it by now. Anyway, Peacock, I haven't canceled it yet. I did watch, easy $6. What I spent $10 on lattes yesterday, so $6 for that game was a no-brainer. I got nothing else to watch on there, so I'm canceling it. If you told me there was another Peacock game, I'd keep it. But, you know, add that to your to-do list today. Just cancel the Peacock. 23 million is a hell of a number. You know, I know people were making fun of them for self-congratulating on Sunday night. But, you know, the Amazon numbers, remember, year one of Amazon. Now the games are different. But year one of Amazon, their Thursday night ratings were down. It was like 9 million. They were down, you know, like 25%, and the advertisers weren't happy and all that. I didn't know what this number would be. You know, it did make me think, though, of the Pac-12. And as many of you know, I've called a lot of Pac-12 games for a long time. And I did SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio, which ended last week. They put that sucker to bed, dust in the wind. But this was the initial miscalculation, and I felt this way from the beginning, with DirecTV and the Pac-12, and I think the Peacock deal with the NFL showed this. The miscalculation that the Pac-12 made initially, when they thought, you know what, we're going to play hardball with DirecTV, and they will come down on their number because we're going to get our fan bases to really threaten, basically, to change service providers for cable. And it didn't happen. And the reason it didn't happen is because, unfortunately, there aren't enough people that care that deeply. And before you go, well, that's unfair, add this other part to it. This is the important part, too. They were not the tier one games, as you know. Like, if you had DirecTV, you're like, well, I was watching USC football. Right. It wasn't the tier one games, for the most part, that you were not going to be able to see. So you either got to go all the way or be prepared for a long slog. Because you didn't go all the way, cut everybody, and you couldn't do it. And I wouldn't have recommended they do it. But they couldn't do that, and so it wasn't going to work because you just don't have enough hardcore fans on the West Coast, and the stadium sizes reflect it. I've always said this. Go look at the stadium sizes. They're much bigger in the Big Ten and the SEC. It's everyone knows it. So you don't have enough casual fans or enough hardcore fans. Maybe you got enough casuals. You don't have enough hardcores to go, all right, I'm going to cut my DirecTV off, even though that's where I get Sunday Ticket, probably, and I'm gonna switch providers for my Tier 2 and Tier 3 games. And, you know, the reason it worked for the NFL in part on Saturday night is because there was no alternative. People have been prepared for watching on Peacock. People get it. By the way, if you have cable with Xfinity, you have Peacock for free. At least last I checked, you did. I think a lot of you do. You can tell me if I'm wrong. I switched to YouTube TV a year ago. But so they went all in. Like, you had no choice. And then on top of that, it was a good game, right? It wasn't a tier two game. It was Dolphins. It was Chiefs. There's a ton of hardcore Chiefs fans. And then your casual NFL fan, right? I'm a fan of one team and I casually watch everything else, or fantasy or whatever, gambling, all that. They're into it. So it's just the perfect recipe. The NFL can drive viewership just about anywhere in a way that nobody else can. It did make me wonder if Washington had not pulled out of the Apple TV deal at the end, Kalen DeBoer, a driving force behind wanting Washington not to take that deal for fear that recruits would not be able to, you know, families, they wouldn't see themselves, they disappear from the face of the earth, they felt like, on Apple TV. You know, Phil Knight and Oregon were in. But, you know, if they had done that deal, would it have worked coming off of the college football season they just had? You still would have had a few games other places. You definitely would have driven some signups. There's no question about it. Would the nation have signed up? You know, it was still going to be an uphill battle. Now, the people I've talked to, I mean, we're not going to go into all this now, but they think it was going to happen, that they were going to hit their marks, they were going to make, you know, $35 million because the levels they had to get to were going to be easy to get to. But they, you know, whatever. But I couldn't help think about that tonight, seeing Peacock have the highest rated streaming event ever, 23 million people. And I think it shows you, if you said the Super Bowl is streaming, how many people, I think you'd double that easily for the Super Bowl. Easily. $6? I mean, you could honestly make the Super Bowl a pay-per-view. Maybe one day they will. Maybe one day the Super Bowl will be a pay-per-view. But I don't think that'd have any problem. Now, you know, what were the Super Bowl ratings? Last year, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Give me the numbers. Give me the millions. 99 million. 99 million last year. You know, I know it's crazy. I guess you wouldn't do 99 million on a streamer. It's crazy how being on broadcast television still gets you higher ratings, meaning being on ABC still gets you a much higher rating than being on ESPN. so you wouldn't do this. But I, if you told me right now the Super Bowl this year is on Peacock, my guess would be, I'd say like 75 million. If they just did 23 million for a Peacock game on a Saturday, if you told me it's the Super Bowl, I think they'd do 75 million. Maybe I'm crazy, but they just doubled Thursday Night Football ratings on a streamer, having only put a football game there, what, once? Not and non-exclusive. They did it earlier this year. So maybe 70, 60. What's your number? Yeah, 888. No. All right, Niners-Packers coming up Saturday night. Jed Fish goes to UW. I got that. Got that note here. Jed Fish goes to Washington. Yeah, I mean, that was the – I think that was the obvious hire. Ryan Grubb – once Ryan Grubb said he was out, I didn't think Lance Leipold was going to leave Kansas. Lance Leipold had a lot of chances to leave Kansas. You know, he's got a good thing going there. Now, do you leave the Big 12 for the Big 10 in football? You know, on one hand, you'd say yes. I'm not convinced. The way the timing played out, it seemed like he was ahead of – Jed Fish on that list, but I'm not convinced that he was. I think Jed is the hire. You know, that Arizona team, the Jed Fish coach, had a ton of really talented players on it, including the quarterback, including Noah Fifita, and a receiver, his best friend from high school, Tetsuroa McMillan, who, you know, should have been a Biletnikoff finalist. And now those guys, where are they going to go? Are they definitely going to Washington? Everybody in the world is going to want Tetsuroa McMillan, and they're probably going to be a package deal, which is what they were coming out of high school. So do you have to take them both? Washington will do that in a heartbeat. Can they get more NIL money somewhere else? Do they just want to roll with Jed Fish and go to Seattle, play the Big Ten, UW, defending you know, championship runner-ups? So That'd be my guess, but they're going to have to pony up. They just paid him over $7 million. They're going to have to, and that's a lot of money for them. They're going to have to pony up the NIL money, but you're going to have to do that anyway. And you know, you're losing so much of that Washington roster. There's NIL money ready to spread out and put a roster together. Jed Fish can recruit, and he had a good team coming back. I mean, he had probably a preseason top 15. Maybe some people would have put him in the preseason top 10. Probably the preseason pick to win the Big 12 if Jed Fish had come back at Arizona. So this might – yeah, I think they salvaged it. And they're going to have a real chance to be good next year. So anyway, that was just a little reaction there. It seems right if it wasn't going to be Grubb. And you know what? With a new athletics director there who just arrived during the football season, you know, Grubb, really no connection there with him. So I think they did the right thing hiring Jed Fish of Washington. And now it works out well for Alabama because they're going to get Ryan Grubb to come be the OC with Kalen DeBoer. Those two guys stick together. Kalen DeBoer's the bad guy in Washington, but Ryan Grubb gets to be the good guy because he's wanted to stay. And now we see what happens at Arizona. You know, they got a couple candidates there. Pete Carroll's kid, Brennan Carroll, Johnny Nansen, who just left to go to Texas, their defensive coordinator. Is this the year Brent Brennan at San Jose State finally leaves San Jose State? I say finally, like I'm waiting for it. I'm not, but is this the year he leaves? He just got Chuba Purdy. Chuba. Brock's younger brother. I can't remember which one it is, how you say it, but Brock's younger brother there. So all pro team. I didn't say this. I wanted to mention this. Shout out to Kyle Juszczyk, who should be like a 8-time All-Pro by now. Juice is a fullback, and they didn't have – the fullback hadn't been an All-Pro. They hadn't had a spot for him. But now he's back, All-Pro team. Big weekend for his wife, who's making – Kristen, who's making the jacket for Taylor Swift and all that. I got to think Juice is going to – is Juice going to roll out with a big viral jacket coming out for the Packer game on Saturday? He's due for a jacket. If you're enjoying a holiday Monday, enjoy. Thanks for jumping in. Share the pod. This is not on YouTube, so if you want to go to the YouTube, there's other stuff there. Appreciate it as always, everybody. Haberman here. Haberman out. Later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.